And oh, there we go. Yeah, out here at the farm again. You can see we're at the pond. And what a beautiful day. And the dog's having a little wrestling match down there. Old Fred, he don't like to get wet. Flo, she's just crazy. It's like to whiten out the skies again. Went to see Robert Kennedy Jr. the other day over in Sumter, and invited a friend of mine, Jim Lee, from climateviewer.com. First time I met him in person, and he came, and we both wanted him to be able to ask Bobby Kennedy some a question about geoengineering. You know, are you going to ban geoengineering? And Kennedy's got a few. I mean, he's been an environmental attorney for 40 years. He sued Monsanto and all. So you might think that he would lend himself to that. But as per usual on these political events, the question and answer session ends up being kind of short, depending on how long that the candidate speaks and what kind of schedule they got. And so Dennis Carcinage was there that was moderating and bringing the mic to the questionnaires. And they ran out of time after two questions, and Jim Lee was third. Now, as far as this climate and the whitening out of the skies, it's no longer this deep blue that we used to see, you know, when we were kids, people my age and a little bit older. Remember when the dark blue skies were more the norm, and the clouds were white and puffy? And look at it now, look at it on the horizon, you know, everything's whited out. And Jim Lee has been studying this stuff for 15, 17, 18 years, and has put together a timeline about the history of climate modification. I don't think it's so much that they control the climate as they do just modify it. They're trying to screw with it. The climate's a hard thing to control, but on climateviewer.com you can find out the whole history of it. And now, you know, they're getting all this talking about Bill Gates, and all the people in Congress are talking about now solar radiation management, or injecting stuff into the atmosphere. And it's becoming part of the narrative that we're going to have to do this. And so they're going to make what they've already been doing legal. And what they've been doing is illegal. Now, there was a treaty a long time ago about geoengineering, which the United States refused to sign on to. Isn't that interesting? But if you want to really know what's going on about climate engineering, climate modification, solar radiation management, any of that, take a trip on over to climateviewer.com and see what Mr. Lee has put together for you and me. You can spend several hours in there easy just getting the basics. You've got decades of research all laid out. Beautiful website. But after all, you know, the rich men of Richmond want to control everything. That includes your weather. That includes your weather. DOD and all them have been going for years trying to control the weather. Owning the Weather 2025 came out many years ago from the Pentagon. So you got the DOD and DARPA and all their alphabet agencies working to modify, control, and profit, not only from war, but from weather manipulation. So, we didn't get to ask Bobby, Mr. Kennedy, if he'd put a moratorium on solar radiation management. That's another one of those terms. But we got close. Jim even said something to him about it when they were getting their picture taken together. And he said, what? Jim said, ban solar radiation management. And Bobby said, what? And he repeated it, ban solar radiation management. And he got a head shake. What that means, I don't know. But none of the other candidates are talking about any kind of thing like that. Maybe we should ask them. Does, will Trump or DeSantis or Tim Scott or Nikki Haley sign a moratorium on geoengineering, solar radiation management, whatever you want to call it, quit messing with Mother Nature? They have no idea. All their computer models and all, oh, we can do this and we can do that. They have no idea. And they're playing with all of Mother Nature and humankind itself. So, when you're out there on that campaign trail and you run into one of these clowns, ask them, are you going to ban it? Are you going to continue to let these alphabet agencies get out of control? Something else to think about. Y'all visit Jim Lee's site, climateviewer.com. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Put it in the comments. If you hadn't already, hit that damn like button and subscribe and all that kind of business. Nothing I do on here is monetized. I don't want the damn blood money. Anyway, till next time, boys and girls. Peace. Hey, I want peanuts.